Tennessee.
It's time for some real news. It's not actual news, it's real news. Silly clips from the internet that I've put together for you. Speaking of all things Chinese, it's a fascinating language. Somebody, I don't know how they discovered this, but if you go to Google Translate, which is an amazing service, no matter what you want to say in whatever language, you type it in English, go to the language you want, and then select it, and it'll play it back to you, and it'll pronounce everything for you. If you're trying to learn Chinese, and you're trying to learn the sentence, Nana shout at the punk when he stole the spicy bacon, and you put it into Google Translate, this is what it sounds like.
Nana
shout
na
that
na
punk
la la
take
na
spicy
la
bacon
la
Nana shout at that punk when he take that spicy bacon
na 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 la la na na la la.
That's how you say it. It's fashion.
I don't get it.
It's all of those words. Nana shouted the punk take spicy bacon. They're all nanas.
They all mean the same thing.
They're different variations of the word nana.
That's brilliant.
Amazing. A fella on Instagram Reels was fascinated with the idea that he could rewrite Lord of the Rings, the book Lord of the Rings, right, using spaghetti letters.
So
the question I have for you this morning is, how many tins of spaghetti letters would you need to rewrite Lord of the Rings?
3.5 million.
3.5 million.
I'm going to guess 100,000.
On Unsolved Mysteries, how many cans of ABC SpaghettiOs would it take to write the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy? First, we have to find the average distribution of letters in a can of SpaghettiOs. This was the worst thing I've ever had to do in my life, and the smell was unimaginable. Then we upload that data to a program that converts books to SpaghettiOs. Yes, this program exists, and yes, I made it. The Lord of the Rings trilogy has 2,261,000 letters. To write the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy in SpaghettiOs, you would need 8,795 cans.
Not as many as you would have thought.
Way off the mark.
But that's the kind of fella you want to hang out with, isn't it?
No, it's not. He's got far too much time on his hands. Go get a job.
Yeah, these are woe moments.
Seriously.
I want you to have a moment of woe, okay? When these are people that have these kind of little thoughts and they go, oh yeah, I never thought of things that way.
When you clean a vacuum cleaner, you become a vacuum cleaner. Brushing your teeth is the only time you clean your skeleton. The longer you don't pee, the longer you pee.
Whoa. There you go.
Wow.
Something for you to reflect on.
It's an awful lot to think about, Casey, on a Tuesday.
Is it too much?
Bank holiday.
Too heavy on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Finally, for now, let's have a mashup competition, all right? 0868104106. Two songs that come together. I love mashups when they're done really well. I want you to tell me, you'll know the answer straight away.
Okay.
Music buffs.
Right.
Listeners, let's go for it. First in, get some oats. Okay? You might recognize this. But then the vocals that are thrown on top of it, this works and it's absolutely fantastic. Here we go.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore.
What you think?
Yeah, it works.
Feels like the walls are all closing in. Devil's knocking.
It works,
doesn't
it?
That's really good.
It's really good. Okay, name the two acts, please. 0868104106.
Out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being?
What year would the original be, Rory? Early 90s?
Yeah. Black Album.
From the Black Album.
Yeah, 91, I think.
Yeah.
Tapping the skin off my bones. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know.
It really works. For some mugs, let's have you. 0868104106. This is Red FM. It's Tuesday morning. Oh my God, Casey, what a mashup for a Tuesday morning. Love it. Metallica, Nothing Else Matters, and Teddy Schwimm's mashed up together.
Yeah.
I'll take all the credit for doing that over the weekend. No, I didn't do that. I don't know. Someone did it on Reels. It's brilliant. Selena, you've got yourself an Up the Rebels mug. Happy Tuesday. Thanks to everyone else for texting in as well. Now,
let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Show me the money.
I've got good energy. I've got good winning energy from this fella.
Me too.
Very confident.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's going to take this €1,000.
He's got a very soothing voice.
Morning, Alan. How are you?
Morning, KC. How's things?
She's chilled.
Hasn't
just
he?
Chilled energy.
He's horizontally is.
Yeah. Are you lying down at the moment, Alan, or is just this is
I,
your...
I wish I was lying down.
He's up and about.
Yeah.
What's the plan for Tuesday? Are we back at it?
Back at it, yeah. But look, short week, so concentrate.
I know. What do you do with yourself, Alan?
I'm a leisure manager in Holiday Park.
Okay. Do you want to give them a mention, or are we keeping this undercover?
Yeah, we'll keep it under cover for now.
Yeah. Okay,
no worries.
You see, because if he wins the money, then they're all going to be
Lunch
knocking
is
on his
on
door.
Him, like.
Exactly, Alan. 10 out of 10. Remember, we need a correct answer for everything, and we must do it before the buzzer goes. Best of luck.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Alan, Can't Get You Out of My Head is a song by what singer?
Kylie Minogue.
Question 2: Summer Bay features in what telly soap?
Home and Away.
Can you name Taylor Swift's most recent album, the new album?
Pass.
Can't pass. I need an answer.
Give us a guess.
Oh.
It's not Dead Poets Society.
It's close to that.
So something's Poets something.
Late Poets Society.
Question 4. What Irish comedian has a Saturday night chat show on RTE?
Tommy Tiernan.
Bianca Sensory is the current partner of who? Any idea? She's all over the papers for not wearing very much.
Yes.
And the whole thing looks very staged and very uncomfortable.
He's a rapper. Can we say that?
Yeah.
Kanye West?
Yeah, question 6. Who played the lead role in the movie La La Land?
Ryan Gosling.
On what video game do you... Taylor Swift killed your game.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just one question.
I'm just Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah.
You're
definitely
not today. So, Tortured Poets Department.
Was the
name of her album. Kylie Minogue is correct. Home and Away is correct. Tommy Tiernan is correct. Kanye West, we got there eventually. And Ryan Gosling was the answer to 6. Hey, it's a Tuesday after a bank holiday, Alan. We'll give you a bit of a break on that one. Come back and do it again. We've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors making its way to you. And have a good day today, Al.
Cheers, guys. Thanks. Take care, Al.
Bakers in Paris have officially baked the world's longest baguette.
What?
Okay? I love these food challenges.
I know.
A load of Italian lads did the world's biggest pizza, and it was just massive, this incredibly huge thing. How long is the world's biggest baguette?
Ooh. How long?
Give it to me in feet.
I don't know. You're going to have to give me some kind of a ballpark here.
Okay, so, the standard baguette is... About a meter, would it be?
Oh, standard. Oh, yeah. Sorry, you mean a French stick. Yeah.
It'd be a little bit below that. All right. So in feet, what is the world's longest baguette?
Okay. I don't know, Casey. I don't know.
It's
300.
It's longer than a football pitch.
Is it?
435 feet.
What?
Is
of bread?
Yeah, it's of cooked bread. And now I don't know what kind of an oven or how they managed to bake the whole
thing. So many questions.
And this is where my brain is going to. This is the ultimate breakfast roll. I mean, how many rashers, sausages, eggs, and pudding could you put into this? And how much ketchup would we need?
So much.
And how long would it take to get it down here?
Okay, that's our homework. We need to find a video of that because I just want to see how they even rolled the thing out.
Yeah, it's official. New world record over the weekend. Well done, lads. The world's longest baguette is now 435 feet long.
What was your cue?
My cue for your story about Manchester United.
I didn't have a story about Manchester United.
Did you not?
No.
I thought I was.
I've lost the sheet.
I swore I heard something about Crystal Palace 4-0 4-0 or something like that. Maybe I was hearing things,
yeah,
so I don't know.
Yeah.
So David ran in to inform me that the world's longest kebab was created as well recently, in a man was taking on the challenge of the biggest kebab, which is 1 meter long.
God, so that was messy.
It's a lot of kebab.
One meter kebab.
Lot of juice coming out of that kebab.
Yeah. The world's longest baguette has been baked in Paris over the weekend. 435 feet. That's a soccer pitch.
That's a lot of baguette.
That's a huge amount of baguette. Now, what I'm just wondering is, like, with that baguette that we can now create the world's biggest breakfast roll, how many rashers and sausages are we putting into a kelly? What would you think? 435 feet.
That's a lot of rashers.
That's thousands of rashers.
It probably is.
You'd need 3 rashers per foot.
Yeah.
times 435.
Okay,
so that's like 1,300 rashers.
Okay,
that's a lot of pigs.
And putting, you'd have to put in the old brown sauce, white sauce, yellow sauce, black, and again, along with the Pat Short song, have to be a 2-hour version of that. So, this brings me on nicely to the Godfather Challenge, Tony's Bistro in town.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Hundreds of people have tried this, okay. And it's one of the world's biggest breakfasts. 500 people have tried it. Only one man, from what I can see, his name is Randy Sandville.
Randy, I went to see him do it.
Did you? Were you there?
Tony's. I did.
You went to watch a man eat food.
I follow him on YouTube.
Yeah,
oh, really.
So he goes around the world doing these food challenges. But he came to Cork, set up the cameras. He brought in quite an audience.
He did. It was
how long
brilliant.
How long did it take him to do it?
He devoured it.
Did he?
How you went to that, Rory.
Of course I did.
Yeah. What are you doing tonight?
Going to watch a man devour a load of rashers. Hot.
he's a remorseless like breakfast roll eating machine. He was amazing.
And he managed to put like because where what kills you in Tony's Bistro is it's the chips and the bread.
Mm.
Yeah. They bring you like there's 6 slices of bread. This thing is massive. You think you could do it? You have
no,
said it before.
You couldn't roll.
He has said it, and
you
have I think,
to train for it. Like,
and
you
I think,
would have to train.
How do you train for eating food like that?
Start with breakfast this morning.
Yeah, if you want to put the challenge on the table, we can make this happen for you. I am talking Friday morning. we can put this. We can set up a table out here.
What about you,
Casey?
Oh, not a hope. I wouldn't get through half of it.
We could tag team it, the two of us.
Oh, listen, the two of us will hammer it, no
you
problem.
You could start it up as it ends.
I need to see a picture of it.
Okay, so I'll tell you what we got here. We got here, Kelly. We have, I think, 7-8 sausages. There's 4 those potato-y things, hash browns. There's about 6-7 rashers. There's loads of pudding, loads of eggs, loads of beans, mushrooms, tomato, chips, onion rings and brown bread and white bread.
Imagine the indigestion after that.
A bucket of tea. Imagine the bill for Dino Rod. Every time we play that song, Timber, it reminds Victoria that she's got a wedding coming up and you have to what?
Lose a bit of timber. Not too much, just a little bit here and there.
How's that going for you?
It's
all right?
Going all right.
You're looking great.
Thanks very much.
Weeks to go.
Yeah.
She's off the market, lads.
Yay!
With KC.
8:46 is the time. It is Eurovision night tonight. And here in this fine company, we have a Eurovision expert, and his name is Russell. Russell, how do you become a Eurovision expert, buddy?
I think it's when you decide you don't have much of a life and you spend your entire spare time obsessively watching it, listening to the songs nonstop, and just surrounding yourself by it. I've been obsessed with it for most of my life now, and every May, people ask me, are you free for this week? No, you're not free this weekend. I understand why. It's gotten to that point in my life that I'm that obsessed, yeah.
Now, Ireland and Sweden share the most amount of wins, obviously, with their win last year. We haven't won this thing since The Voice with Emer Quinn in 1996. It was 2018 since we got into the next round. Do you think Bambi can do it this time?
I there's probably tapes of me on various radio stations over the last number of years saying, absolutely, I will absolutely get through to the finals and I'll beat my hat the next day. I really have such a great feeling for Bambi this year, and it's for a number of reasons. I don't love to look at the betting odds when it comes to Eurovision, but it does influence a lot of decision making when it comes to kind of thinking your feeling on how things will go. Looking at it right now, Ireland is 7th in the overall odds.
Okay.
I have never seen it that high at this point in the competition, and it's up there with some of the other favourites. So there is a huge possibility of not only qualifying, but doing quite well in the competition, providing we get through on Tuesday.
Okay, now, good luck to Bambi. They can do it, hopefully, all going to plan. Obviously, around their entry into the Eurovision, it's kind of clouded with a bit of controversy around whether or not they should be performing at the Eurovision this year. I don't know where I stand on this. I see it from everybody's perspective of, you know, Ireland boycotting the Eurovision because of Israel's involvement. Then again, the other side of it is looking at this is a performer, a young performer from Cork, who has the biggest moment of their life to perform for the country, to represent Ireland. Where do you sit on this whole kind of controversy of whether they should be in or out?
Absolutely. It's a hugely, hugely controversial contest. I've never seen anything quite like this. And, you know, as, personally speaking, as a fan, I am really annoyed at the decision by the EBU and the kind of the wording that they have said, that this is a competition of broadcasters and not countries. I find that really... it's not the case. They're not turning around saying 12 points to RTE or 12 points to the BBC. That's not the case at it. So it kind of makes mockery of it. And of course, many people will have memories of when Russia and Belarus were kicked out a couple of years ago from the contest. The EBU maintains, the reason being, the public broadcasters in those countries stop freedom of expression, freedom of speech, and they maintain that Kan, who is the Israeli broadcaster, they are not doing such a thing. So therefore, as a broadcaster, they are allowed as part of the competition. I can absolutely see everyone's side on this. I'm not here on the radio to try and convince anyone otherwise. If you are not watching it this year, you absolutely don't watch it. If you are watching it this year, like many fans, there's hundreds of fans, loads of my friends all feel really uncomfortable with watching it this year. But we are looking at it as an overall competition and trying to not focus on one particular song in particular from a country which we hope won't qualify for the final, but I think it's very likely they could.
Tuesday night, Russell, we find out how things are going to go, and Saturday, hopefully, we will be talking to you about a place in the final for Bambi Thug. Best of luck. Enjoy your flight over to Sweden, and we'll talk to you during the week.
Cheers, Katie.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now. There goes the Denzel Washington is back for another gripping thriller. Stream The Equalizer 3 with Now.
Now, it's Eurovision night tonight. Good luck, Bambi. It's happening later on.
Yeah.
Representing Macroom and representing Cork. And representing Ireland. But I want to kick off my conspiracy theory from earlier on, Victoria.
Right.
Johnny Logan is going to appear tonight, Kelly. As part of the Eurovision.
He is, yeah. I'm really excited about that. Is he singing the song?
Yeah,
it's got to be Hold Me Now, right? Hold Me Now.
Don't Cry.
What an anthem. I mean, it's up there with Total Eclipse of the Heart, really.
Absolutely.
It's a great song.
1987, that would make Johnny Logan mid-20s when he won the Eurovision. I want you to really think about this. I want you to consider Johnny Logan, the man, the myth, the legend. And now I want you to consider Erling Haaland from Manchester City. My conspiracy theory is, Rory O'Hagan,
Rory,
that Johnny Logan is Erling Haaland's dad.
Grief.
I know. Friday.
Johnny Logan.
Yeah,
they look alike.
So if we're going to map this back, Erling Haaland is what, 23 years old?
Love child.
Johnny Logan is what, 60-something?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Let me just check.
He's doing that. The maths.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, yeah.
69?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we map it back to when that romantic anthem was on the go, Johnny had women falling out of the clouds for him.
He was about 45, 46, so, at the time.
Google now Erling Haaland, Man City, and Johnny Logan.
Oh, 100%.
He'd be travelling around Europe all the time.
Oh, would he? What, Kelly?
Oh, yeah.
I tell you.
That's one way to put it.
With his big band.
Can we do it? Beg your pardon?
I'm sorry, I don't know where that came.
With his big band.
Yeah, his big band.
With his band behind him.
Of course. So, was he on tour in Norway 25 years ago? That's what we need to get to the bottom of.
Yes, he was.
Well, let's throw it out there. I'm just saying.
Dave, our listener in Norway.
Yeah.
He says he's going to go and check it out because he's in Norway at the minute. He's going to go and check with the Norwegians.
Okay. I'm going to hit the Norwegians with that one. Okay, Dave, as you are the Norwegian correspondent for the show.
Oh, Dave, yeah.
How do his number begins at 0047? He's definitely in Norway.
Yeah, he is in Norway.
All right. I'm just throwing it out there, and let's get to the bottom of this one. And apologies to Erling's actual dad.
Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
It is 7:45, showbiz time. What's going on?
Okay, Eurovision is the first semi-final starts tonight. Of course, we have the wonderful Bambi Thug from Macroom representing Ireland, representing Cork and all the rest of it. Bambi was ill the last couple of days. I don't know if you heard anything about this, but they said they ate some dodgy shellfish.
Yeah.
And had a dodgy tummy, so it was all looking a little bit shaky there for a few days. But thank goodness.
I said the toilet was shaking as well.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in great form and they are looking forward to performing tonight. The opening ceremony was on Sunday. Here's a clip of them talking about the opening ceremony.
Yeah, I feel good, you know. I think it's being well received, and I think even when more people see it, more start to follow suit. And I'm proud of what we've created. My team is small and mighty, and yeah, I'm just delighted and I'm super excited.
They are sixth or seventh favourite, I think, to win it.
Yeah.
Now, it could change. On the night, you don't know where the votes are going to go.
It's always a weird competition, isn't it?
When yeah.
You kind of think you know the way they're going to go and then they don't.
I've heard a couple of songs from other countries, and Sweden have, I think, an absolute belter.
They do, yeah.
Big kind of an Avicii feel to it.
But, that one has been kind of a favourite since the start, since the entry first went in.
I don't
There's
think
been
we
a lot of talk about that.
If we win this thing, I mean, RTE can't even afford to put a Swiss roll in the canteen. Never mind. Genuinely, never mind putting on the Eurovision. They don't want it.
How much does it cost, I wonder?
Probably 20, 30 million, I'd say. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
That's a rough guess. But when it was on in Mill Street in Cork, they were stressed about it back then because it would cost so much money to put on.
Imagine the cost of it now.
Oh, Eurovision freaks, 0868104106. Don't Google it. When Eurovision was in Mill Street in Cork, who won it that year?
Also, what happens if a country wins it, but the country can't afford to host it the next year? What happens then?
I don't know. It's down to the credit union, Vic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have to have been in a situation like that before. But anyway, the other surprise is that Johnny Logan's going to be performing tonight. He's
going to
be performing in the interval. We're presuming it's going to be Hold Me Now.
Will his son Erling be with him? Will he?
You're not going to let that one go, are you?
Well, do you want to hear something interesting?
Okay.
Researcher extraordinaire Dave has been deep diving for me off air. Johnny Logan, he is sending me some audio of Johnny Logan performing in Norway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dodge.
So I'm just saying. Okay. Oh, by the way, let's see what else we got here. Someone is telling me, don't forget, Erling Haaland was born in Leeds. He was, actually. You might be onto something there, Casey. Didn't Johnny Logan play Junior B? That's probably why Haaland plays like a League 2 player. Daniel, cheeky.
That's brilliant.
Anyway, listen,
brilliant.
Good luck to Bambi tonight.
Best of luck.
It's a big one. It's a massive night for the Cork artist, and we wish them the very best of luck. All right.
FM Breakfast.
With Now, stream must-watch sport, blockbuster movies and the biggest shows with Now. No contract.
Mary's been on to us here.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mary McCarthy. Okay, I'm going to say it.
Yeah?
She's going to say something not a lot of people have said. I've never in my life had a chicken fillet roll.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything in life that you haven't had that everyone else has hammered?
Well, I've never had a chicken fillet roll or a Big Mac.
Okay.
What?
I'm veggie.
She's a vegetarian.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
She has been known
Me and Killian Murphy.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, he's gone full vegan.
He's gone full... Oh, has he?
Yeah, you need to get rid of...
Oh, I'm not full vegan.
You need to get rid of the leather handbag.
I like cheese. Yeah, and the leather shoes, yeah. I like the cheese.
Anything that everyone else has done that you've never done?
Yeah, I've never eaten salmon.
Oh.
Really?
Ever.
Even I've eaten salmon.
Yeah. Unless it's from like the chipper and it's battered, I'm not interested.
Yeah, it's got to be wild though. Not a fan of the farm stuff. I have never watched a Mission Impossible movie.
Dude.
Never watched one. I have a load of them to go back on.
Oh,
that's all. I've
I'm
eaten
surprised.
Everything else in the world, as you can probably tell. But I've never seen a Mission Impossible movie. What's the thing that everyone is into or has done that you haven't gone near? Like, I mean, is there somebody out there who's never had a cup of coffee? Is there someone out there who's never drank tea? You've never been in a pub? You've never cycled a bike? What is the thing that everyone does that you've never done? 0868104106. There's some mugs up for grabs. Go for it. This prank it's funny, but it's also a little bit annoying, but it's very funny. A woman is applying for a job. This guy, old guy called Niles, he puts these ads in papers and then records the people that ring him.
Hello.
Yes, I'm calling about your ad in the paper.
Which ad?
The receptionist.
And your phone number?
563.
564. Go ahead.
563. 1684.
564. And your name?
Dina.
And your number?
563.
Please, your phone number, ma'am.
563.
And your name?
Dina.
And I need your phone number, please.
I just gave you my phone number.
I need the full phone number, Dina, please.
563.
Mm-hmm. Yes. 84. All right. And you called about the receptionist job?
I called about the receptionist.
All right.
Job.
And when is your availability? When could you start?
What is the name of your company?
It's Enterprises.
I'm sorry. I couldn't understand you.
This is Dina.
This is Dina.
And you're calling about the
receptionist job.
Your name is Dina?
Dina.
All right, and I need a phone number, please.
563.
Continue. 84. And your name is Dina?
Correct.
Can you spell that for me?
D-I-N-A.
Mm-hmm. And your phone number, please?
563.
And you're calling about the receptionist job?
Correct. And what is the name of your company?
It's... Enterprises. Can I hear you say thank you for calling Enterprises?
The real person. I mean, it was weird, Tom. I kept repeating my name and number.
I have no idea what the f*** you're calling. What do you do that for? Hello?
And what is your name, love?
Yeah, my name's Tom.
Hello, Tom. What can I do for you today?
Well, I want to know what your problem is.
I'm sorry?
I want to know what your problem is.
And you're interested in the job?
Not any kind of job you have. What's your phone number?
Yes, you called me.
What's your phone number?
My phone number is 702.
Surprisingly, they hung up. You'll be at that all day.